Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Oh, hello. This is Mina Fisher, Town Guard. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
He'll show you when he's handling it.
Don't tell me what I'm going to do. This is Papa 280.
That's cool.
Yep. Can you tell me what I'm going to do?
That's the one.
No, you tell Webby what
he's going to do. You're going to throw a bomb. That's what you're going to do.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to put things together with other things that don't naturally belong together, but you're going to do it.
I need a clarification, by the way. I was reading through all of the rumors I heard about your characters. Mm-hmm. There are some pretty good references to the things you've said versus the rumors you've said. So this is really fun for me personally. Webby, do you actually have mechanical legs? Like, can I see or tell that physically?
Did I say something about mechanical legs in the room?
You don't even know what you wrote.
I think I said that the guy had mechanical legs.
Correct.
Okay. If I worked on him, it's not too far to assume that I put mechanical legs on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't love healing people's faces because there's just not a lot of room to play with there. But okay. Like, get me a limb. Get me a limb and I'll go to town.
You're too excited.
Yeah, that one was okay. A large mentally traumatized man at the Church of Shalea with a mechanical leg is prone to frequent fits where he curses the mad doctor who is said to match Webby's description almost.
You did.
Exactly.
You gave him the prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
You did do that.
Okay.
When all the people at the Temple of Shalea were like ready to attack you for being jerks.
Yeah, I read it and then I was confused and then I had to ask and oh my God, that happened.
That's so good. Might not be like mechanical, but he definitely gave him a prosthetic leg that probably, I think it actually made steam for no reason.
Yeah, I believe that. I really
no
do.
Even
better.
I'm really enjoying trying to sift through what is true and what's not in these because it is two truths and a lie.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
Yeah, it's just fun for me on the side.
It's you're not like... The trick is that, like, Webby especially is, like, very shifty. Like, on purpose, but not for, a good reason.
Yeah, none.
Like, he's just like that.
I love
like,
it.
He constantly changes his name just because. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's why Lucky refers to him as Dr. Rousseau, because that's how he knew him back when. He was, like, his childhood doctor.
Awkward. Because the only interaction I've had for these characters is watching whatever clips you guys post as like like the trailers for the episodes. And I only catch them every so often. And it's always just like, the heck is happening in this game? So I came into this pretty clean. Between that and all of the chats.
Trying to make each other laugh.
Especially for the drops, I usually try to pick something funny or interesting.
Well, clearly you could have used like the entire episode, so.
I don't even know. Yeah. I think I'm going to try to get something from about ratabilizing.
Ratabilizing is good.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I almost made that the episode title and I was like, that's too confusing. So it's going to be just Green Warden.
Speaking of ratables, we have a new voicemail from 603-803-3235.
Already?
Surprise, surprise. This is a message for Gapapa. This is Dan, X-Paxis, and
in addition to being a delightful Doctor Who fan,
dumb,
we're not all creeps. I'm also a Pisces, and yeah, I cry a lot. What of it? Oh. That's it. Have a good day. Love you.
Thanks for sharing that personal piece of information with us.
I feel like we're having horoscope. What do they call it? Astrologicals?
Astrological?
What? Yeah, astrological conversations. And I probably brought up that Lindsay's a Pisces and cries a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely something you would have said. And I would have been like, I don't believe any of that nonsense.
Oh, what a hard-headed Aries.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the same conversation I had before. I cry.
Yep. It's like, oh, wow, Tim is duplicitous. That's crazy.
What? Sorry, what were you saying, Ben?
Oh, nothing good.
Sometimes you forget how to do things.
Yeah.
I cried today because the receptionist at the doctor's office was mean to me.
So over the phone. Over the phone. No less.
Yep.
What doctor?
At the pediatrician's office.
Mail the pediatrician.
No, that'll be a blank.
Love notes.
Or you can mail cool stuff to us.
Or
stop it.
No. I just started. Don't do that to me.
Don't do that to Tim's dad who picks up the mail for us. At
that's how he
box G. P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
Speaking of, we're still enjoying the hell out of these chocolates that Iron Maze sent.
Yeah, I was going to say another big thank you to Iron Maze for these chocolates because I ate. I think we finally finished off the hazelnut ones, right? You had the last one there?
I had the last two.
Oh, there were two in there. I thought there was just one.
I'm going to be coming through later this month. Do I have like a candy drop off, like a pickup? Can I pick up like a fifth of whatever he sends you on the way through?
Well, outside the hazelnuts, yes.
Nice.
What are the other ones?
Chocolate covered espresso beans and caramelized almonds and a third example.
There's another one?
No.
Oh, that's the empty hazelnuts bag.
Yes.
Trap.
Is it a third anatomy joke?
It is a third anatomy joke.
How did you know?
It's still on my character sheet.
Those were good. Big thank you to everyone who's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual, supporting the network however you can over there. Extra big thank you to our big subbies, our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Rob, Iron Maze, and Tao. And of course, big thank you to our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cortex, and Bastion.
Whoop, whoop. This Andy, is really, I would like you, even if you weren't handsome.
This is really important. It was my fault, was very far behind on voicemails.
How many more are there?
We are catching up. We are now to the end of July.
Oh, that's actually not that bad.
Correct. Like
that's only like a month ago.
We're in the home stretch, boys. We're getting there. That was all.
Oh, I thought you were like going to play another one.
Or sure.
I thought that's what you were setting up.
Oh, okay. No. I just saw when the next ones were. Because we skipped ahead a little bit. So the Cameron Jones ones were really good. So I played those ahead. And the one where X-Paxis wished you welcome to your new house. And so that the last one, which is the end of May to July.
Gotcha.
Oh. Was somebody going to say something?
No.
We can start the episode. Like, we can actually play a game now.
I was going to say, we talked a little bit off camera and decided that it's totally fine to kind of jump ahead a little bit to the next morning.
What? Well, we didn't discuss that at all.
All right. Yeah, I did ask Ben if he wanted to do a scene at the Engineers Guild or not, and he said that we don't need to do that. But what do you mean?
You're very terse people.
Spend the night in your room at the palace.
I'm having a thing right now.
Also, Griggs and I are gambling.
Yeah.
How dare you try to hand wave that?
Okay. Yeah, Denny's going to want her money.
We're having a heartwarming moment.
I forgot we were in the middle of something there where Tim was very confused. And then the other players kind of literally spelled it out for him.
Yeah, then I figured it out, but I definitely thought she was a rat person.
I did describe it a little weird when I said her front teeth. I didn't mean like her two front incisors, but she had two, her canines were very large and pointy.
And she has very pale white skin. She owns a cabaret called the Red Moon.
Okay. Yeah, that'll
Dogs are having zoomies upstairs.
Sorry. And Nelson, our big baby, is up to a whopping 65 pounds now. So
I would really like to play this cool.
Yeah. Roll a cool check.
A cool check?
No, give me a...
But that's a good skill I have.
That's why you can't roll it.
A hard minus 20 intuition test.
Okay. Oh, to actually put this together?
We're lucky to put it together.
Okay.
I used to say your intuition's really good, so you're probably going to make it anyway.
Yeah, I rolled a 9. A caddy 9. But so that would be 4 success levels.
Okay. So Lucky puts this together before Tim did.
No, yeah, obviously.
Because somebody had to say the word vampire before Tim was like, oh!
I would then like to make a cool check, and thankfully we crushed that. And, I want to guess that.
And she says, and of course that information is...
Oh, yeah.
Personal.
Obviously. If I seem... I know I'm not even going to ask that question. I was going to say if I seem like a blabbermouth, but... Listen, you see who I hang out with.
Like, she hasn't... Exactly. I just would rather not have the other one know.
Well... She doesn't know about me.
Doesn't know what about you?
Exactly.
I have noticed the winds act peculiar around you, different from other humans I've seen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You seem to be able to use all of them at once. Maybe not at once, but in different ways.
Yeah, I dabble in a couple of them.
How is that possible? I thought humans could only manipulate one wind.
Yeah, dumb humans, right? No, yeah, traditionally that's the case. But I'm not very traditional. I mean, take a look at me.
You do act... different than the other wizards in this city.
Right.
Is this because you're not a wizard?
And then Lucky has never confirmed this to anybody ever. I know. I don't know if I want to start now.
She just revealed to you that she's a vampire.
She did. Which is a huge show of trust. And for this character, I will probably never be able to interact with again. What's the worst that can happen?
I love it when you say that.
Now that she's got load-bearing information, she's going to come up like every 5 episodes. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to get out of the Red Moon.
That's... I'll take it.
Not during the day, at least.
So... So, yeah. No.
No?
No.
You're not a wizard. Mm. I see.
I have a license. For one, that's just, someone's name. But.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what are your interests in Miss Janna?
Oh, fair. Yeah, that was probably dumb. Very legitimately.
She's a good friend of mine. I want to make sure she's safe.
Oh, yeah. So her safety is kind of an utmost important for me, too. Legitimately, I know she's a bit older than me. And I've been kind of trying to settle down for a while. And with her and her station and her connection, I mean, obviously just her as a person is, people don't normally treat me super nicely or like as a person. So I like her a lot. And I kind of figured if I was going to settle down somewhere with somebody or for somebody, if I did it with her, maybe I could go legit instead of just pretending I'm legit.
Sounds like your intentions are pure. Very good. Have a drink on me. And she reaches under the bar and pours a drink and then puts a glass in front of you with a red liquid in it.
It's so evil, Dan. It's so good.
Is that, what is that?
It's wine.
Oh, okay.
It's a Pritstock.
That sounds fancy.
Pritstock Red, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll drink it. I'm kind of a lightweight, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a rather dry red wine. And you, Pritstock is the place with the flying death skulls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell her that story.
Oh, she loves it. It's great.
Yeah. They were like screaming and stuff. And like,
yeah, sure. Let's gloss over that story. I want to know it.
So we heard there was like, you know, some flying skulls. And
they were
like
on fire, right?
They were literally flaming like skulls and they were flying around and stuff. So we went out there and we like bust them up. But then we found, dude, you know, that like, you know, the warp stone stuff. There was like, we found a bunch in a cave and like a dude's tooth. And then, yeah, it was like in his molar. I don't know if he was eating it or something. It was weird. But we like found him in a cave and then we blew up the skulls and stuff. And I think it stopped. We haven't been back, so I don't know if.
And then he became Webby's dentist.
And then, for a while. Yeah, and then, yeah. Then you know, our Dr. So turned him into like the things he turns people into.
Turns people into.
Not like that.
Assistant.
Not like that.
Like, think of it as like real advanced prosthetics, but also at the expense of free will most of the time.
Does your friend Webby also a manipulator of the winds?
No.
Just of the flesh.
Yeah, purely science-based.
Interesting. I might have to speak with him sometime.
Yeah?
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is.
You've been around as long as I've been. Oh, you can learn new things.
Valid. Yeah. That's super cool. I really want to, like, thank you for trusting me with that. That's super nice.
I seem to sense something in you that made me feel like I could trust you. Also, if you betray me, I will, of course, take your head off with my bare hands.
Well, I mean, and just to put this out there, not the first person to make that threat, but definitely the first person that I would guarantee would follow through on it.
Absolutely.
But, well, thank you for your time. And yeah, if you just let Jana know. So, I'll fill her in on kind of where we're headed. We're headed to the Brass Keep. We think there's a whole bunch of like really dank dark magic stuff happening there. And mm-hmm. we think that the Carlsbads might be involved somehow.
Carlsbergers. I try to stay out of the human politics as much as I can. I like to just have my establishment. No. But good luck.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, like that kind of I don't even need to say no offense, but because that kind of seems like a pretty good goal, like set something up and just maintain that, and keep the things you like safe and just do your thing. It's kind of what I'm shooting for.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. Thank you again. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, stuff was, it was dry and probably. Yeah.
Make a consume alcohol check.
Yep.
Difficult because it's wine, but you probably pass because your toughness is really good.
It is. Yeah. 3 success levels.
Wow.
30 cat.
You're going to fail a test eventually.
Yeah. Probably only when it's important to me as a person.
Yep. Mina, are you actually gambling up there?
Yes. Come on, Griggs. Let's do this. So what I do is I give Griggs the dice and I let him 2. So that he can roll the dice for me.
Oh, he likes that. Do you have any advances in gamble? Probably not.
No, I don't. But I rolled a 16.
You did just increase your fellowship, too, so.
I did. Well,
that's intelligence-based.
Yeah, it's intelligence-based. Yep.
Oh, I was looking. The gossip's right below it. I got it mixed up.
But I did roll a 16, so that's 2 success levels.
2 success levels?
On my gamble. So I win.
Say you win 2 silver.
Okay, I will do it again.
How much are you betting this time? I didn't
say. I don't know. I rolled a 28. I won again.
Oh my god. You win another silver.
I'll do it again. I rolled a 13.
What?
I won again.
That's another silver you win. I'm just giving you success levels.
I play again.
I play again.
I got the 31. That's another successful roll. I win.
All right, you didn't...
There's no success levels, though.
Yeah, you didn't like win more money, but you didn't lose either.
Right, okay. Come on, Griggs, do we keep going?
Where?
Okay, here we go. Oh, that's a 72.
Oh, you lose all 4 of your silver. That works out really well. Back to 0.
Okay, let's try again. Come on, Griggs. Griggs, what's the worst thing gonna happen? Right?
He's sure.
If you double the bet every time you lose, eventually you'll win and you'll break even.
Yeah, okay. A 15.
Oh, so you get two back again.
Okay. 59, I lose it.
Yep, back to zero.
28, I win it.
What? These rolls are crazy.
39, I lose it.
Just back and forth. I have a thigh cramp and I can't move. I'm stuck to the back of the wall.
I was like, Tim, you all right over there? You're hurt. Like, you're moving shelves. Like, what?
I got like a cramp in the bottom of my thigh. I'm like,
he's trying to stand but can't stand because his leg's cramping. And then the whole shelf's moving behind him.
Again.
He's like leaning out of frame real good. That was a moment.
28, I win.
Okay.
Who's keeping track here? I think I lost like track. Three?
I'm at four now.
Four. Oh yeah, you just had three.
17, I win.
Two more.
So I'm at six.
Six.
63, I lose.
Three, down to three.
Down to three. Okay, great. Our last one, okay. Okay. 74, we lose.
So you owe one.
I owe one. One more.
Trying to get that one back.
51, I lose.
Oh, now you owe three.
Okay. It's best to go now, Griggs.
And as you're doing that, Lucky comes up the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go find her.
Hang on, Griggs, come here.
Because obviously playing those games didn't go as quickly as you rolling the dice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here, Griggs. And I put the silver in Griggs' beak again. No, I put two silver in Griggs' beak. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shh. Griggs, follow my lead, okay? Mm. Okay. Oh, look. Jerry.
How'd you do?
Well, look, Griggs won two silver.
Oh, he did?
He did. He doubled his money.
Wow.
He is truly a good luck charm.
He is. Normally, he just says to keep betting until you lose, and then he'll say continue so you can break even, and then he'll start again. And it's actually usually a pretty vicious cycle, but
yes,
just
this is actually
double your bet every time.
Yeah, just double it.
Yes, it was a roller coaster ride, but look, he doubled his money.
That's really good, man.
He is fiscally responsible.
Well, I got more money than I came up here with.
That's a winner to me.
He's really grown up. Good little Griggs. Okay. Oh, man, I am really bushed. Let's go sleep in this last bed that we will ever sleep in again.
Well, it sounds like the place we're going has bad, so I don't know if she knew that or not.
But she's not going to sleep in beds.
Gotcha.
But maybe the beds will be bad beds, because they're not going to be palace beds.
No.
Maybe I could fit my bed on the back of my horse. I don't need that bed. What am I talking about? We used to sleep in inns all the time. Yeah. Remember when we used to sleep in common rooms?
Yeah.
Like on hay?
Kind of really enjoyed it.
Remember when Lucky stole a night in the common room because he couldn't even afford that?
Man.
No one would help old Lucky.
No, they wouldn't.
No one would buy me a meal.
Oh, man.
Just got hit by a coach.
The good old days.
Yeah, they had almost literally no money when things started. It was
that was crazy. Pretty funny. Look at us now. I'm literally giving two silver to a duck.
Worried about paying 15 gold for a horse because of it being an inconvenience and not because we have more than enough to cover.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's 45 gold's a lot of money.
Yeah. But we're not going to lose the horses. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, just don't lose the horses.
Or just never show back up.
No, listen. If we lose a horse, Lucky can just pull it out of his pocket.
I can't. No, a horse can't fit in my pocket.
Get bigger pants. Wear a skirt.
Logic actually seems to work out.
If you wear a skirt, you have infinite size pockets.
I mean,
it's just a hole.
Is that really how skirts work?
That's how magic works.
As we walk back to the palace, I'm going to say, so Lucky, what kind of information about the rainbow did you glean from your red friend? This is terrible. Did you find anything out about the stuff and things?
This is completely out of character. It's so difficult, not just for the bit to be going, oh yeah, she's a vampire.
I just shows imagine up
in
us
an alley
like,
and murders you two.
Just dead there.
I just imagine us like walking down and he says that and he's like, what? No way! That's so cool! Do you think she'd make us vampires too? Imagine if I was a vampire witch hunter.
As we're walking again? By the
and Mina's just screaming in the streets. Oh, man.
Yeah, so apparently there's like four types of them dudes.
So we knew about three, right? The yellow, purple.
No, green. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. So kind of. So, well, yes, actually.
I don't know where Webby is suddenly standing next to me.
Oh, God. Where did you come from?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just practicing my skulking while I can still get some good hours in.
You are
going to be hard to skulk out on the road.
You're getting really good.
Thank you. It's easy to hide in your enormous shadow.
That was terrifying. My shadow is pretty big, especially with this hat.
But yeah, so apparently the Jade guys, mm-hmm. like, they're like pleasure models. And the Purple Hand, right? They're the changey ones.
Okay.
Like, with all those change notes.
Okay.
And there's like two others out there, too.
Right, so the yellow.
Yeah.
With the teeth.
But she hadn't heard anything about the teeth thing. She thought it was barbaric, which it kind of is.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
Why would you pull out the perfectly good tooth?
Right. So they might not be one. They just might be some other weird rat hole or something.
Right.
Or they could be one of them other two. We didn't really talk about those, but she said, you know, they're probably smaller groups of them in the city.
Okay.
So like.
And then there's a fourth one.
Yeah.
Hmm. And we have not encountered them yet. It does not seem.
Not that I'm aware of.
Hmm.
We can keep an eye out while we're on the road, but my understanding is that cults tend to congregate in largely populated areas.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Hmm.
Probably won't be seeing much from either the Purple Hand or the other ones on our travels. Although
the Jade Scepter is what they're called.
Didn't care. There might be a compliment in the Brass Keep, given that we do know that there that their influence has spread to Mittenheim. Makes sense that it would spread back the other way.
Yeah. So wait, you're telling me that the Jade Scepter is a pleasure cult?
Yeah.
Scepter.
Pleasure was it the nipple clamp?
I don't get it. I think they just eat a lot.
Someday, Lucky, you will understand.
Probably not. Bye. Probably not. But yeah, I kind of always figured it was the opposite. I figured cults were like in the woods, you know what I mean?
Like secretly.
Yeah, like dancing around fires and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no virgin blood in the woods.
But I mean, you know, like the Von Wittgensteins, they were kind of remote-ish.
Yeah.
And that
their name was on the town.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
But, the dude from Vickendorf that's here somewhere is probably part of the pleasure cult thing.
Oh.
Because if the Jade people were looking for Goddard, right?
Right.
And they're pleasure cult people, and Castle Wittgenstein was very much pleasure cult territory.
Right, yes.
He might be setting that shop up, like, right here.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I don't think them cults normally, like, hang out and, like, do fundraisers together. So, like, maybe he's benefiting from the stuff we're doing by getting the Purple Hand out.
Listen, far be it for me to not investigate cult activities. We all know that I'd be on board. But we're going to be leaving the city. Let's leave all the cult stuff behind us. We've got a actual serious person that we need to be professional in front of.
Yeah, how are we going to do that?
He's probably. I imagine it's going to be mostly on the back of Mina killing Skaven. I think we need to tone down the cult stuff until we have good leads, and tone up the killing Skaven stuff, which should be pretty easy because we're going to places that got Skaven in them.
Yeah, that's easy.
Right. But we're also leaving a place that got Skaven in them.
Yeah,
a lot fewer now that they blew up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think not that, wrong. Like, talking about cult stuff might be okay, too, because, like, humans are parts of cults, and, like, she hates humans, so she would hate cults. And we are trying to fight cults, so this is, like, a common, in addition to also fighting Skaven, like we also are fighting cults.
I get that, but I don't think she's going to care enough to differentiate between, like, the bad cults and, like, the Cult of Sigmar, for instance.
That's true.
Yeah. Mina, honestly, I just
That's a good point.
I for the first time today, decided that elves were real.
Just today?
We've been hanging out with information,
our information is very low. Well, I thought he was like parting it on the side or something. Like, it's not important, okay? I thought he was just like a pale, stretchy gremlin.
Yeah.
No, that's lucky.
Yeah. That's why I get mistaken for him.
I've never seen an actual elf in the, elf sense of it.
What? Now,
Elevandril's just a perfumed debutante.
I never got that close to Elevandril either.
Yeah, he smells great.
I never got that close.
That's exactly my point. We don't know anything about her.
And we don't even know how she smells. I wasn't scared of Elevandril. Let me get close enough
for a good sniff.
All right. So we're going to have to sniff her while she's asleep?
But she's going to sleep outside, and you will never sneak up on her outside, I'm telling you.
Oh, Griggs might be able to.
If anybody, well, it's lucky.
She might sleep with her eyes open. We don't know anything going into this.
Actually, yeah, I'm sneaky as fuck right now. That's true. I'm going to get a good whiff. She ain't going to have any idea.
My point is... other than her distaste of scaven. So let's keep the cold stuff on the down low until we find something out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is good. Okay. Do you think we should come up with some
code word for cults?
No, I was thinking more like road trip games. Like I thought.
Like, so different.
Like icebreaker games, what's your favorite color? Or we could do like an icebreaker bingo.
Okay.
You're right. Beneath that steely exterior resides the unmistakable glint of someone who's really into road trip games.
She might be,
Oh, that might be her whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
How could she smile while stuck in that room? It's not a road. She wasn't even on a trip of any sort. She just stood there.
You can't even.
She probably didn't know what to do with her.
She'll be so much happier once she's outside. And like we could, talk about the trees.
What do elves like again?
Do they like those
trees?
Not people.
She's a wood elf.
Like Relaine, like.
Well, yeah, but doesn't that mean they're competing for resources with the trees?
Oh, they block their sunlight or something.
Yeah, they probably photosynthesize. Does she even eat rations?
She did say we need rations. She did say bring
rations.
But she didn't say for her.
That's true.
Well, she's equipped with something to bring for her.
Okay.
She knows what she's doing. We will have to see on the first day if she eats. Okay. I bet she does.
They probably eat. I've seen many elves eat.
People and if she didn't eat, why would she have teeth?
To be nice. To smile at people.
Well, like, plants don't have teeth.
And then they can't smile at people. That's why they got dots and old friends.
But there are always so many trees together. So I always think that the trees are all friends.
That's because they can wave at each other.
So they don't have to smile.
Right.
They can just wave.
And I haven't seen her wave at anybody.
Yeah.
Well, she did kind of wave us off a little bit.
Yeah, that was
she dismissive. Didn't.
Yeah, with her eyes.
Yeah.
She didn't. She did. She just walked away from you when you left the building.
Yeah, she did it with the way she turned her back at us.
Yeah, the dust kind coming off of her body wave.
So yeah, I think road trip games are a great idea.
Yeah.
Also, a code word for cults. I'm thinking Bananas Foster.
Okay. So, like, what do you think the fourth Bananas Foster color is? If we have green, purple, yellow, it could be blue.
Could be blue.
Blue.
Red. Pink.
Black.
Black.
Brown, white.
Chartreuse.
Metallic, right? We could go gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah. Or green. Is there? No, there's a green one. Shit. Okay, yeah. Yep. Well, wait. The one is kind of like blue, purple, and pink. Remember that thing when it like poofed out? It was like pink and blue and stuff. Yeah.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
That was the changey one. What was that one's name?
Dan, fade to black. Let's go to the next day.
It was Zinch.
I don't know if you're asking in character or not.
No.
You were still talking to Mina's voice.
Let's fade to black.
Can't they just keep going?
They could. They definitely could. I'm aware of this. Like,
woo. This is how we do. This is why we've been talking about the Brass Keep for 100 episodes.
But yeah, let's get
back. I am taking side notes about these things that clearly are important that I should remember, Jessica. like three cults. Yes, definitely.
But let's get back on track. And the task at hand is figuring out at least three road trip games to play.
So we could do like the alphabet in like nature, like A, apple tree.
Okay.
B, beaver.
Beehive.
What if we did an alphabet game and it's animals.
Nobody's down wounds, right?
No.
It's animals, right? And we go through the alphabet and you have to choose your favorite animal that starts with that letter.
Oh.
And then she'll like have to tell us some of her favorite things instead of just the things she doesn't like.
What a good way to get to know her.
Right?
That's such a good way to get to know her.
All right. So you meet up with Green Warden at the Southeast Gate in the morning. First light.
What color is my horse?
Pieball.
Really?
Nice.
Do you mean it?
That's actually perfect for her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She is majestic. Is it the girl or is it the boy?
It's a girl.
Okay.
Webby's is just pitch black. And the biggest
good
one.
Boy, Connor.
And
yeah.
Lucky's has a little bit of a limp and missing most of its teeth.
No, that's not very nice.
I'm going to call him Dumple Foreskin.
And Green Warden's is her own personal horse that is a very elegant beast. Raised by elves, that looks, it's much, it's taller and much like more lithe than the imperial horses. Like it looks more elven almost, even though it's just a horse, but they just bred them very differently for speed and maneuverability instead of carrying big things.
I'm going to call her Eclipse.
The piebald horse?
Yes. That is what Google suggested as a popular name for piebald horses or bandits.
I'm going to call mine standard horse number one.
You're told that the black horse's name is Thunderbolt, but you can call him standard horse number one if you want.
Names are just fake.
Lucky's yours name Ed.
All right.
And yours
it's
is
short
now
for
Eclipse.
Destiny Ed.
Does Green Warden's horse have a name?
You can ask the horse. She will tell you if she so chooses to.
What?
I'm about to blow her mind. I'm going to talk to this horse with magic.
How progressive. I love this. Let the horse choose its name.
Griggs.
Oh, yeah.
You ask the horse its name?
Really?
Well, like, yeah. And then let me know what it says.
All right. He flaps over and lands on top of Green Warden's horse's head.
I'll greet it warmly.
He's like, seriously now?
A duck shrug. I just imagine it. A duck head roll is like the whole head going around.
A lot of those.
And he's kind of like, rah, 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 rah. And the horse is like, and then he flies back over to you. She says her name's Alora.
Alora?
Alora.
Alora.
Yeah.
Oh. Your horse's name is Alora?
Did you ask the horse or did the duck?
Technically, yes.
Griggs, like, kind of points with his wing at Lucky, like, looking at Mina, like, no, he did it.
At Mina?
Yeah. He looks at Mina while he does this because he doesn't like certain people to know that he is magical and can talk and stuff.
Oh, Lucky! What the? Excellent use of your wizard magic.
That's right.
Find out the horse's name because you are so good with animals.
Everyone, I'm really good at wizarding.
With your what's bread magic.
Mm-hmm.
Names are great and all, but can I ascertain Green Warden's horse's bone density?
Are you trying to touch my horse?
No, I'm just going to look at it. I would like to use an animal care roll to see how well it's taken care of.
All right, make it average.
It has any like genetic predisposition to like hip dysplasia or something.
Yeah, all right.
I never get to use animal care, okay?
Yeah, make it average.
Oh, 6 success levels.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. This horse seems in impeccable condition. Very, very healthy, you know, young, strong horse. And again, you can tell like the breeding is very different from Imperial horses. This horse is bred for extreme speed and endurance and like turning ability.
Wow. That's quite a specimen you got there.
Schutzman give us like the dumpy horses. No offense, Eclipse.
Well, you bred them. You bred them that way.
I mean, I personally, I did not, but I must commend elves everywhere on the breeding of your horses.
Well, they don't all breed the horses, I assume.
Well,
they can breed themselves.
You know what I mean. I can't call them. Ah. I always get in trouble when I'm like, hey, Mr. Dwarf. And like, you can't call them Mr. Dwarf. Bah.
No, they like that.
They don't like that.
Green Warden.
They're like a weird hive mind. They're like a fungus.
I'm going to mount my horse.
Okay. Hot?
No. Get on the animal and do it without hurting it.
I've never hurt an animal, probably.
Intentionally.
Lucky? Yeah. Lucky?
Yeah.
We're under the guidance.
Just don't look in his wet bag.
We're under the guidance of Green Warden. Uh-huh. So we should do what she says.
Oh, that's
nice. I will mount my horse and then do it correctly, facing the right way this time.
I will so gently get on my horse, I will fly upon it and set myself down gently.
You just one thing.
Then alights on the horse.
Mm-hmm. One thing that is so impressive is that although he looks like a child, he actually has 2 licenses from esteemed wizarding colleges.
I went to multiple schools.
He is very well learned as a wizard and as a physician.
And I've only been reading for 2 months.
Yes. When we started this adventure, nobody could read.
The confidence you invoke is excessive.
I invoke a lot of things. Confidence, not normally one of them.
It's not one of them. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, just say that then.
When you see him cast some wet bread magic, your mind will be blown.
Waste of bread.
Thank you. Somebody said it.
Come, we're burning daylight.
The bread's already wet before.
I'm going to head out, and whether or not you follow me is entirely your crew's decision at this point.
You got the rain here.
Okay, Eclipse. Yip, yip.
It was a sky bison?
Yeah, really?
She does what she wants to do, you know?
All right, so you head off out of Middenheim for the first time in almost 100 episodes. I think you guys got here in like 180-something. Well, might even be 170-something.
Well, we never got to
see the ocean. Hated that place.
Right, did Carl ever make it here?
I don't know. Did Carl ever make it here?
He wasn't going here.
Where's Joseph? Oh, they're going in a different way.
They were going to actual Marienburg, as far as you know.
I forgot to check on little Carl.
Yeah, he's probably
too
dead.
Late now. You're heading down the viaduct. If you want to go back in, you got to pay the taxes again.
I'm not doing
no, that. The festival's over. We don't got to pay them no
and
more.
And we told them to get rid of the taxes, and the Graf said okay because I'm a genius.
No, there's always a foot tax going into the city. It was just increased for the carnival.
Right, and we told him to get rid of the increase, and it was stupid.
Well, yeah, the carnival's over, so of course it's gone.
The base tax is still there.
Yeah, pretty much every city has some kind of foot, you know, tax to get in, you know, a toll. They got to do, you know, pay people to make these roads and stuff that you're riding down.
Yeah.
So first you take the mile-long viaduct down this stone walkway back to the base of the Falschlag that you haven't been to in a couple weeks game time, at least 2 to 3 weeks. You've been in the city, and you finally get out of that press of bodies and people everywhere, surrounded by buildings, and now it's just, you know, snow-covered trees.
You might want to zoom your map out, though, because right now it's just fart.
I know.
Okay. Well, just checking.
It's been like that. I just noticed.
An episode and a half?
Yeah, it has.
That's so good. All right, so you get to ride along this cobbled road. That's pretty quiet at the moment. There's not a lot of traffic going back and forth there. You know, there's not a lot of deliveries from farms. With the snow cover that we have here, there's still a few inches at least everywhere. You had that big snow a few days ago.
You literally didn't tell me it was winter, guys. I had no clue.
Oh, I forgot.
Jessica had
You're supposed to be the outdoors person. We've never experienced winter before. That's why we need a guide.
I did forget it's winter.
Yeah.
Or at least the very beginning of winter. They had an unseasonably large snowstorm a few days ago. Okay. The city's been covered in like a foot of snow.
Winter.
Or more. But out here, it's not quite... obviously, it's colder up on the Fallschlag. You know, you're so high up in the air. It's colder. Down here, there's a little less snow, but there's a lot of, you know, pine trees, some leafy trees, mostly lost their leaves, maybe not every single one at this point. But what we need to decide now is, are you stopping off at Gladbike that's off the road? Do you plan on going to that town to investigate the roaring?
Yeah, because we have to come back here to get all of our supplies and theater and stuff.
Well, you
like
can
that,
go to Gladbeck on the way out or the way back.
Right.
First or last.
Yeah, so first I want to establish, do you plan on stopping there? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you want to stop all the things.
Yeah. On the way there or on the way back?
I
say way back.
I'm lost on the way back thing.
Back
to place would we be going back to?
We're going to the mine.
We're going to Unterfrost.
Got it. Okay. Yes.
Unterfrost's path is past Gladbach.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to advocate for on the way back because that gives us a longer stretch of uninterrupted time where we can get to know our new. Oh, I forgot the word that she used. I'm just going to go with entourage.
You are the entourage.
Yeah. The entourageur, Green Warden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair.
Liaison, scout, lead, all of those things apply.
Liaison, yes.
Tracker also applies.
Well, speaking of getting to know you better, where do you hail from?
Lorelorn.
Has anybody else heard of that?
I have.
Anybody real?
I can't, Ben could even finish it without laughing.
Lucky, you've heard of it?
Yeah, it's an elf city.
City?
Is it like further north?
Township.
Establishment?
No. Hamlet.
Community.
Location.
It's a forest.
Oh, beautiful.
Which contains a city of elves.
Is it leafy or piney?
Leafy.
Do you actually know that, or are you just saying the first word that you could think of?
Yes.
Yes.
I got to imagine that this is quite a ways away from there. So are you frequently traveling far from your homeland?
Yes. This is not my homeland. So yes.
Well, then, that's a good point. Is it for the express purpose of finding and killing Skaven, or...
It is a chaos? Yes. Daemons?
Ah,
yes.
A long tour of duty. I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Daemons.
Daemons. Matthew and otherwise, yes. Okay.
The chaos entities that should not exist, the beastmen, the greenmen, the things that threaten the forest, all of it must go. It congregates around your kind, therefore I will be around your kind, because that means it is the only way I can get rid of it.
Now, in our experience, it also conjures itself in the middle of nowhere around no people whatsoever. But that's super interesting that you're against that. Have you met my friend Mina? Because, like, that's her total deal, too.
It is why she's the competent one in this party, I see.
Well.
I mean, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's...
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah. But I mean...
But I do confess I'm a little confused as, you know, you're protecting the forest, things that threaten the forest, threaten the natural world. But is not beastmen and demons a manifestation of the light of Morsleb? Is that considered unnatural?
I want to be cool, but Jess doesn't know enough about the lore to be that cool.
I was reading something. What?
You can also just be circumspect and I will take it as confident.
I will remove anything that threatens Lorelorn. Regardless of its origins.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, then you and Mina will get along like butter and eggs.
Yeah.
One's gonna cook the other.
I'm actually not sure what I meant.
Buttered eggs sound good.
I mean, cook my eggs in butter.
Yeah. So how long have you been, like, in this particular neck of the woods?
Longer than you've been walking.
Well, I mean, most people have been doing a lot of things longer than I've been walking, so that's not really exceptional.
And my concept of time and yours are also extremely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys just sort of, you guys just sort of keep going. If I'm understanding elves correctly, which we're in uncharted territory here, but as I understand it, you must have some pretty good medicine to be able to live that long. A couple backup hearts.
Backup hearts?
Extra set of lungs just for, you know, certain situations.
I don't think that's how bodies work.
Well, now, mine don't work that way, certainly, but if you were to live that long, I guess dwarves also live pretty long.
Yeah.
Boy, when you think about all the races, it feels like humans just drop like flies.
You do. Rather easily, I might say.
Well, I do my best to prolong our suffering, but I'm, you know, one man.
I mean, to be fair, demons have found us pretty difficult to take down.
It's true.
When have we encountered demons?
Well, we killed one in a sewer.
The dog.
The dog's like, ka-thump.
He found his way through the door, apparently. Oh my god, this sounds like
she lifted him up and turned him around.
He doesn't know what to do with his big, long legs.
He does not.
Well, we killed one in the sewer in Castle Wittgenstein. I think we definitely clipped a couple. And actually, there was a whole bunch of bird demons, too, that we took down. And then
bird
there was
demons?
Yeah, or maybe they're just mutants, but they're demons now.
Oh, in the aviary.
Yeah. Then there was one that stabbed Bruno with a crab claw. I think we took her down, or maybe we poofed her away. But then there was that cult that was summoning that big old eye, and we took down them. I don't know if they're like half demon on their mom's side or exactly how that works, but definitely demon adjacent.
Definitely seems like you're in the right company if what you're looking for is finding and or killing said demons.
Have you killed demons before, or is that just one of the things we do better than you?
Oh, snap.
You've been around for so long, apparently, and I'm 16 and I've taken one down. So I was just curious on that. If there was like a scoreboard or something. Gotcha. So I would have to say silence probably means maybe she hasn't killed one before.
I was going to say, is she just ignoring him at this point?
Oh, yeah, she's ignoring him. Yeah, I should have just said, I said that out loud for everybody who's not watching me physically ignore Tim.
Well, dang, I was really hoping if we talked about killing demons, you know, that we'd have common ground there, but I guess that's only something we've done.
Let me try a different tack. So how do you fight? Our warrior-ress, Mina, uses both a shish kebab, which I think is in layman's terms is a sword, mm-hmm. and then also some pistols for things that she can't stab because they're too far away.
How proficient are you with the shield?
Oh, I love my shield.
Oh. It looks well used.
It is a very nice shield.
Mm. I suspect you're the one that has actually killed the things that they seem to think they've killed.
They do some killing sometimes too. Yeah, actually, the one
the
demon,
small things, do they kill the small ones?
And some of the big ones. There was one big thing that Lucky killed. The big dog thing.
The big old demon dog. Yeah. That's another demon I forgot about.
Yep, that was all him. Not even me.
It's the size of a room.
Yes.
Given your lack of armor and weapons, how did you manage that?
I'm a wizard.
Yeah.
Of what?
Death.
Hmm. Interesting.
He does this one Celestial thing.
You say it like a question.
He does this one thing, right?
I forgot what's on my license.
He has this one thing where he can like and like suck the life out of one thing and it like shrivels up like a old lady. And then like he looks all like plump and refreshed like a little baby.
He looks younger than he does.
I mean, he really is just a baby. But
yes,
he is a child.
Legally.
He gets those ruddy, chubby cheeks that little toddlers do when they eat too much applesauce.
Yeah, that is why he's strictly liquid diet. But he really is, I am telling you, you know, as a former non-believer myself, he really has saved me in the pickle before with the darting and the straw thing with the
straw thing,
the life sucking abilities. Yeah, he killed that. He helped with the rat ogre too.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Oh, that super scary Skaven ninja.
Yeah, the Skaven ninja was crazy. Yeah, because that was just the two of us. And Webby has helped quite a bit with the bombs, because that's really good for like the big group. Like when we found that big like thing with the radicalizing. That was, you know, I wouldn't have been able, like I could have probably taken all of those Skaven, but yeah, just the volume of Skaven at one time. You know, you get like 2 dozen Skaven and that's just cumbersome. Yeah. You know?
He might not kill often, but when he does, it's like 20 at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Admittedly, it probably works better in city environments than in the wilderness, but
it would require...
believe you me, I'm looking for opportunities to start a, well, I guess forest fire is probably not going to go very well for you.
Correct. It would not go well for you either.
Explosions not near trees is what I'm aiming for.
Mm-hmm. And how do you conjure your explosions? With your tinkerings?
Yeah, with my hammer. And also a scalpel.
You hit things with a hammer and they explode.
No. I create things out of basically whatever's lying around. Usually metal, but sometimes it's bits of people.
So bugs and dirt and leaves, you intend to make bombs?
No more bugs or dirt or leaves. I was very specific about this.
He's in for a rude awakening. This should be mildly entertaining then. I would like to see your bug bomb when you create it.
I don't think that's going to go well for anyone.
Correct.
Webby, that
but
would be...
I love being challenged to create a thing, so...
I mean, Webby, that would be kind of cool, because, you know, you think of, like, bees or wasps or hornets or whatever that have, like, you know, the stinging and the ouching. If you could, like, harness that essence, you know, and, like, make a bomb with that, with the ouching that goes with it, that's crazy.
I never tried to make a bee sting bomb before.
Yeah. With like
or
poison.
A pesticide bomb.
Poison or some kind of toxicity that goes with it.
Usually bombs just, they blow up and that's the point of them. But maybe if we just emit some sort of gas or maybe a fluid. I need to get some glands involved.
You need to find a poisonous mushroom is what you need to find.
Poisonous mushroom?
Aerosolize it.
Now, how...
You can ponder that.
I'm just trying to figure out if there's mushrooms that are poisonous. This is news to me.
I think they're venomous mushrooms.
Because they're little spinities underneath?
Yeah. So what do you do in combat? Like, do you shoot things or do you stab them? You know what I mean? Like, when we come up on stuff like... And obviously, you don't need our assistance to be put into an advantage position to be able to do what you do, but just so we know.
Do you have eyes?
I mean...
Can you see the bow on my back? Can you see my quiver? Can you see my sword? Or do you ask these questions because you are intentionally being obtuse?
Honestly, I just never bothered to get a description on you, so...
Great use of obtuse.
I do see those there, but, like, I carried around a bow for a while, and it was mostly for show.
Do you think this bow's for show?
Looks real fancy.
It does look fancy, and fancy things are normally for show.
It doesn't look like a fancy thing you found in a city, though.
Okay. I found my staff in an observatory.
That's a very human place to find a thing.
I found my sword.
You guys
sword.
Don't observatory things?
No.
I found my sword in the crypt.
Yes.
I made my gun because nobody ever gave me anything.
I made my bow because I made... because I had to.
I found this cloak on a rat.
They're disgusting. Always finding things and attaching themselves to them.
Oh, and I found this necklace on a wizard in the woods. He was a witch. He wasn't a wizard.
What does it look like?
I don't know.
Oh, the description of your necklace?
I don't know. It's a brooch.
That means it's a pin.
Oh, it's a pendant?
Decidedly not a necklace.
It's definitely a necklace. Or an amulet.
Amulet.
Okay. Amulet.
Does it have a symbol?
Oh, here's something that's not easy to ascertain with just our eyes. Do you fight in conjunction with your horse? Does your horse take part in combat, or should we try to not consider them being part of things?
Like my duck's a war duck. Is your horse a war horse?
No.
Oh, okay.
Usually I've killed it before the horse has gotten near it.
Oh, good strategy.
Yeah, that keeps the horse safe.
Correct.
Which we need to do so we don't owe money.
Correct. And you want to keep your fingers.
Well, I think Webby volunteered for the finger thing.
You each have a horse.
You forget about that.
Bat.
Webby, if the scrawny one loses his horse, do you intend to lose your fingers in his stead, or is he losing his own fingers?
I've got some extras, so I'm good. I don't know what you're going to use him for. And I hope you'll let me take part in whatever activity that is. But I'm not super attached to the ones that I'm not currently attached to.
Oh, I do still have one of Kurt's fingers left. It's his club finger.
You also claim fingers.
Oh, that guy was gross.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really claim them so much as just they're lying there.
I use them.
For?
Magic. They're like reagents. Instead of letting them decompose and rot and stuff, I use them. And so they don't go to waste.
Purposeful.
Yeah. I do it with beetles or bat eyes. Dorby's foot. Do you have any wizard friends? Like elf wizard friends?
Of course.
Are they cool? I've never met another elf wizard. Not that I'm one. But like...
Well, if
I just think it'd be cool. I think they got it.
If they're elves, they might not have gone to the wizard college, right?
No, they don't have to go to wizard college. It's actually super cool. And they can cast a whole bunch of different schools. They don't get limited to just one. They don't have to go to like death school. They can do like all of it, which is like dope as hell.
Correct.
Isn't your magic just making nonsense up and then doing it?
No, it's like in books and stuff. It's like, I think they call them academics, actually. There's like libraries of it and stuff.
Yeah.
There's professors.
You did not learn from one of the professors?
I did. I went to school. A couple of them.
Which ones?
The death school. And I actually did a really cool ritual at the College of Life. That's how Griggs and I became so close. It was a special ritual that makes him more sentient so that we can be friends.
You performed it?
I helped.
Interesting. That's two schools.
I'm not from the life school, so I went to them and assisted in them performing the ritual effectively for me, because that's not my traditional training.
You got to have a sleepover.
I did. Actually, I did get, yeah.
With popcorn and special pajamas.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You both had pajamas.
We met in Kemperbad, a life wizard that had this like magic artifact store. And so I learned a bunch about the life school. And then when we went back to Altdorf, I went to the College of Life to like hang out with this other wizard so she could make Griggs a power deck.
Did Griggs acquiesce?
Yeah, we were already friends. I saved him.
From?
Not being in my pocket.
What a great answer.
Last night, Griggs went gambling with me.
And he won. He doubled his money.
Yep. He came back with 2 silver.
He's a very smart duck.
He's good, too. I think he cheats.
He does.
Flat out Ray says it.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
That's right.
He's fun, though. He's a good wingman.
I want to say something to this. I have nothing to say to this. I don't know how to respond to this gambling duck.
I'm not intended.
Yeah, I just sort of ignore everything about the duck.
Oh, he's great.
He helped us get a bunch of stuff into the city.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as like a security animal, you know, like that kind of toddlers bring, like kind of hold on to that, like a stuffed bear or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like what the duck is for Lucky.
Jerry, yeah.
And me too, honestly.
No, lucky is that for you, Mina.
Jerry.
Also, whatever children you happen across.
Yeah.
Just yeah. keep saying, they just keep ignoring it.
Mm-hmm. I heard it.
I do like to help out the orphans in the city. I wish I had checked on baby Carl. I should have left him some money.
We'll go back.
There's always another Carl. Don't worry. We'll find one in Unterfraus.
That's very true. There's always another Carl.
I just hope he's Carl. Especially with all this snow.
All right. How long do I have to banter with them before we can say we got there?
Well, you don't want to banter anymore?
The limit. I mean, I was really enjoying the like recap episode occurring with me.
That seemed very helpful. So you might all be incredibly surprised, but after 2 days hard ride, you stay overnight in a nice inn. Green Warden can like set up her tent just outside of town or whatever. Mm-hmm. You come upon Unterfraus.
Ah,
Unterfraus.
You forgot the random encounter.
I was the random encounter.
Oh.
Yeah, this game doesn't really have random encounters.
I wish they were also positive.
As you're approaching town, I want everybody to make a perception test. Average.
Oh, I can roll it. I can roll it in here.
Yeah.
Because I'm digitally cool.
If it gives you the option, yes, you can click Acute Sense Sight. She does see better than everybody. She is the Acute Sense Sight.
That's right. I don't know. You may as well roll a perception check. I got 3 success levels. That's all that matters to me.
Me too.
Lucky Shame. Webby.
2 positive.
So as you're Very approaching, positive. You all notice something strange. As you approach the town before twilight, it's starting to get dark. It's very quiet. You don't see anybody about. All of the animals are still in pens, which you'd think, and especially Green Warden would know human tendencies here, that these animals would be out, like, they'd probably be bringing them in about this time, not already in their enclosures. And as you get closer, you don't see a single person until you
do in lockdown or something.
See a body near the town entrance. And if you inspect it, turn it over, it's missing its eyes.
Ew.
I want to find out what's going on with that in 281. Bah, bah, bah.
Stanks.
He's so cute with her little Spider-Man shirt
on.
They
put too much of that stank on it. I think I was the only one that saw that. Don't worry about it.
State investigates source of sewage odor in Monroe area, puts attention on nearby Spring Grove.
It's so stupid, but it's so funny. Ben's broken.
I'm so happy we had that moment.
What happened?
I missed everything completely. Dan's dying. Tim's in on it.
Tim did it.
Ben's lost.
I just witnessed it.
Where am I lost at?
I don't know. I'm lost too, though.
Just change it back for them for a second.
No. That was just for us. You want to play the music?
Yeah.
Whatever.